You will first see yourself as you're breathing in and out of your nose deeply. You will see yourself having a pyramid of crystalline light built around you, a pyramid of the alchemy that is right for you today. We will have our guidance build this alchemy, this pyramid for us, as they know best through our higher self what it is that we need today. So you will see yourself in this space with a pyramid as big as the space around you and pushing it outward so you have lots of room for your aura. You need at least 9 feet all around you. So make it bigger than that. You're going to see it as big as the room, perhaps as big as your house. So there is so much space for your energy. We're filling this pyramid with protective light. This light is from heaven. It's from home. It's from the home that we know in ourselves, in our inner light, in our inner self. It's from home. So this protective light is filling this pyramid. It's also being filled with anything that we need from Earth, from the goodness, the richness of Mother Earth, so that we have the best of both from above and so below to assist us today. You will see the top of the pyramid being filled with this protective light surrounding you, filled with prana, lots of energy, so that you can just lay back and receive. As this protective light fills the space, it also fills your crown. So you're going to intentionally open the crown of your head to this light, this protective light. Your cells have been waiting for it. Your inner self has been waiting for it. It recognizes this light. It opens to it. And it fills up every cell. As it begins to fill up your head, your cells open to this light, understanding that they can release all tension, all heaviness. As this light begins to receive and fill up all cells, the density is released. The cells are filled in your brain with this light. And a cleansing tube is placed at the top of your head. This cleansing tube of white light pulls out each thought so that you're better able to relax and just receive. You'll watch each thought go, and as you notice them, they slow down, making it far easier to detach from your mental layer. So as your cells fill up with this protective light, the cells are invaded and the hearts are touched. The heart of the cell is touched. Density is pulled out of the cell with the cleansing tube. And you begin to feel that your brain is lighter. We start with the brain, because the light is better able to pass through to the rest of your body if we bring this brain to a light state. So all the tension is releasing into the cleansing tube, releasing out of the cells, all the resistance, so that your brain is clear, lighter, far more sharp, when you're going to come out of the meditation and begin to do whatever it is that you need to do. So as this protective light fills up the brain, it begins to glow, so full of this protective white light. We're seeing a stream of light concentrating at the back of the brain near the base of the skull, where we have our hypothalamus. And we're releasing the mistaken beliefs there as that hypothalamus is being washed with this protective light. These are mistaken beliefs, so we don't have to worry about them being removed. We are happy to see them go. As we know, we will be better able to respond to life from truth. We now see that we are put into a state of innocence, trust, as our head has been washed with this protective light. And the light now flows into the heart center. And we begin to see that the heart center is filling up. And even if we don't see it, we feel it. And we stay in the sensation of feeling, of how things feel. Not what we think, but how it feels in our body for this protective light to begin to stir through each area. And as this protective light is going through the heart center, we feel everything that's there. And we notice that the cells are receiving this light quite well. And as before, they open, fill up with this protective light. They release the heaviness, the density, the tension, the old way of being. And the hearts are touched, and the hearts begin to beat, just as they continue to beat in the brain and the other areas of the head. The hearts begin to beat in the heart center, in the chest. And all the density is taken out with the cleansing tube. We now see that this protective light has gone into the throat. The cells are being touched. They welcome this light. They begin to release their density. And we see this light going over the shoulders, down the arms, down into the fingers, at the back of the neck, all around the throat area. And we begin to feel this area become relaxed, letting go of the heaviness of the shoulders, letting go of the shoulds, letting go of beliefs that belong to others or to other platforms. Coming to a state of freedom, of support, and of spiritual pride, of self-worth. We now see that this light comes into the back. The back is where we carry the heaviness of the world, the heaviness of the old, all the old experiences we threw back there that we weren't able to be aware of. So we see that this protective light is filling up the back, starting at the top, going down the middle, going down to the lower back. We feel the heaviness being removed as the cells are touched, the hearts are opened and they begin to beat. A cleansing tube is pulling out all the heaviness out of the back. And we now activate love, forgiveness, ease, safety. As this protective light now flows into the belly, it's filling up the belly. the hips, down the legs, back up the back of the legs, up to the hips. And we feel the cells open, the density to release. The hearts begin to beat. And as this protective light continues to work in all areas of the body, we see more light coming in through the crown, circulating through. It goes down the left, up the right, circulating through as it looks for hidden cells, lost cells, very resistant cells, as it fills up these cells in the way of the others. They see there's no need to resist, no need to hide. Everything they've been waiting for is here in this protective light from home. So they begin to open, and a cleansing tube is at the chest, taking out all the density. So now we concentrate in the center, in our heart center. We feel everything there. And we notice then that there are people, and we push out the people we care about the most. We push them out into an energy ball for each one. A healing ball of protective light so they have what they need. We push them way out of the pyramid, out of our energy. We now push out anything that has to do with our work, our daily work, our work around our homes. Whatever it is that we call our work, we push out everything and everyone that has to do with that. Way out of the pyramid. And anything that's resistant is being filled with protective light. And a big suction is taking out anything into the healing energy ball. So that everything about work can be restructured and improved to fit us. We now see that we have anything that has to do with money, that has to do with survival, is being taken out of our energy. We're pushing it out past the wall of the pyramid into a healing ball of protective light. So that the whole process can be upgraded, and especially upgraded in our consciousness. All our needs are met. All the resources that we need are here. If anything is resistant, we have a big suction that takes it out of our energy. We now have anything that has to do with old experiences, with extended people in our family, people from long ago, old experiences with people, and any conflict being taken out of our energy, suctioned out into an energy ball, pushed way out past the pyramid. And so now we breathe, feeling our energy, feeling our heart center. We feel the difference of being empty with a cleansing tube that takes out any debris as we fill up with more protective light. As we check in with our body to see if there's any areas of tension, And as we pay attention to those areas, they are filled with protective light, and the density falls out of those areas. Taken out of the pyramid and our energy with a cleansing tube. So we're breathing deeply and opening to even more protective light. And because we're so much lighter, we begin to float. And we see if there are anything else in our mind, in our energy, in our feelings. We pick up whatever that is, as if it's a sandbag. And as we're floating up, we drop it over the side of the pyramid. We toss it out, knowing that it will be taken care of by the angels, by our guidance. That is our intention. So we continue floating as we toss out any other struggles, any other concerns. We keep floating. And we begin to see that there are certain things that we want to create, but we may have heaviness about this. So we pick up whatever that is, like it's a sandbag, and toss it over the side, feeling how heavy that is. We toss out our resistance. We toss out any mistaken beliefs, anything of old. And we begin to float even higher. So as we go up, we see that we're beginning to float into a white cloud, a very large, beautiful, vibrant white light cloud. And as we go into the cloud, we feel so light. We feel that all resistance, heaviness, and concerns have been removed. And we breathe in this cloud. We breathe in and feel how nice it is to be in the security of the cloud. And we just take some deep breaths. Breathing it in, letting it go into every cell. Feeling the difference. Feeling the sensation. So we see that now that we're lighter and cleansed, that our healing guide approaches. We ask for our healing guide to come to help us. And as he approaches, we see that he's in whatever format that's right for us. As our healing guide doesn't have a form on earth, and though he's been with us in every lifetime, and has been with us in everything that we've learned in heaven prior to coming to this incarnation, there is a format for us today that is the shape, the sensation, perhaps just a color from our healing guide, and we notice what it is. And we know that every time this sensation of our healing guide will be the same. So we accept it. And we feel the sensation, the energy of our healing guide. We feel what it feels like to be near him. And we go into that energy, just feeling that experience from home, the familiarity of this healing guide. And we breathe and we take in any messages that might be there through our sensation, through feeling, not through our mind. If we see any images within the first 3 seconds, we know through our intuition what they mean. If we analyze them through our mind, we will miss the message. Anything that we don't understand will stay with us for us to think about and work on later. So we're breathing deeply, feeling the difference. So with our higher self and our healing guide, we begin to create more of what we want. We feel the sensation of love. We may have memories of this pure experience with love. And we feel that sensation. We feel joy. We feel abundance in all areas. And we understand that this is the true experience. The ability to manifest whatever we want by feeling this sensation coming to a cleansed state and just sitting with the sensation of ease, abundance, security, and our healing guide, knowing that we can create this whenever we want. And many times a day when we come back to the sensation, even when we're down in the middle of whatever we're doing, we come back to this feeling, then we can create more of this. We can create more of what we want. And we can let go of the heaviness that blocks us. If you have emotions come up, then have them. Allow yourself to feel them fully, whatever they are, as we honor all emotions, we come to a centered state where we flow far more easily. We flow better with life as it is, and we loosen the blocks, the resistance to life. And we become far better able to be in harmony and create more of what we want. So we breathe the sensation of being in this state. Now, if we have more time, you will ask your healing guide to take you up into the temple. If you feel any heaviness still, or there's any darkness, then from this place, you will begin to take out even more density. Have your healing guide assist you. If you are done with your experience, you will begin to float back down, feeling your pyramid go down into the lower dimensions, back into the ground, into the room. You'll be breathing deeply as you begin to move. When you're ready, you'll move your feet and your hands. You'll feel your body. And you will anchor yourself back into your body. As you move around, you breathe, you stretch, you become grounded again back into your body, so you're better able to do whatever it is that you are to do today. Take your time, setting your intention. I am limitless. I am safe. I am love. I am worthy. I am whole. I am that I am. And with respect and highest light, namaste.